What's going on, you mother fornicators? It is August 15th, and to all you people out there who are watching this at work, happy National Relaxation Day.
Hey, can you show them on the screen?
How many holidays
go on today?
Look at this. Chant at the Moon Day, Indian Independence Day, Check the Chip Day, Discovery Day, Feast of the Assumption, Flooding of the Nile, Liberation Day. Liechtenstein Day.
I don't know what that is.
National Back-to-School Prep Day.
Lemon Meringue. National Day for your favorite pie.
National Philip Day. No SpongeBob Day.
What? How do they get on this list?
Napoleon Bonaparte's birthday. Matt Lobster, whoever the hell that is.
I have no idea who that
is. And then just... more, I guess, social media influencers. You know, you got to celebrate those a-holes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Just wow.
I mean, just think about it. We have to have all of these different things and dedicate a whole day to them?
Apparently we do, yeah.
Like lemon meringue? Are you fucking out of your mind? It's a fucking pie.
It's like lemon with hardened marshmallows. What is so special about it? It needs its own day.
I know. I like a good lemon or key lime pie. I'm just going to be honest.
Of course.
But, you know, I don't think it should have its own fucking day.
Amen to that.
I mean, that's insane. whoa. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, of all the things that you could celebrate, pie. Puts them on your head.
Yeah.
The tongue to slap your brains out trying to get to it. But what we have here today is from Reddit.
Well, this is the flip script one, right?
Yes, relationship advice.
This is relationship advice about a woman whose husband cheats on her.
For the second time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll leave you to decide how you feel about that little nugget right there. But it's come here. It's from user Do Reflection. Her husband's 25. She's 23. This is really tough for me to take in. Well, you're pregnant with your third kid, so I highly doubt that.
She's been taking in a lot of stuff directly to the warehouse.
Directly to the warehouse. A little bit of clam chowder to go with her.
Because that's how that condition happens.
Yep. I think I'm still in denial. We've been together for almost 6 years, two kids, 35 weeks pregnant with the third. I'm not perfect, but I've always tried my best to keep my husband happy and let him know he's loved. The first time he cheated, I didn't get upset. I doubt that very much.
All right, hang on. All right. Now, men and women, they react to consequences. Consequences exist to curb bad behavior.
Amen to that.
If somebody is exhibiting bad behavior and there's absolutely no consequences, well,
you kind of set the bed for more shenanigans. Yep. I told him either you stay with her or with me. I'm not giving you time to decide. If that's her, that's it. Then I was leaving. He cut all contact with her and chose to stay together and agreed to work on our relationship. This was just about a year ago. Now here's the icing on the cake. Since then, I never brought it up, and I don't make him feel bad about it.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's no consequences.
That's when the welcome mat, instead of being on your door, you know, in front of your door, is on your back.
Mm-hmm. So she is, in effect, is the cuckina.
Yes. Cuckina.
Female cuck.
The cuckettes.
What's wrong with Kakina?
Kakina. Hi, I'm Kakina. Somebody out there is going to name their kid Kakina now. There's so many people out there who name kids like they're playing Boggle. Hi, I'm Chiquita. I'm sure you are.
There's a guy called Lalidar.
Lalidar. I'm sorry, I don't speak Section 8.
No, I know. It was named after Dollar. They just kind of mixed up the letters. I was like, that's a good name. That's a good story, too. You must be proud.
Good story, bro. Wow. Yeah. So just whatever happened to real names? I'm just saying. I say this as somebody with a, you know, agender name, genderless name. You know, there's There's me. There's the dude that was on American Idol. There's the chick that Ryan Reynolds is banging. You know.
I gotcha. I gotcha.
Sucks, man.
Names.
Names.
What are you gonna do?
My life. My side of life is very busy. I work as a nurse's aide, 40 to 50 hours a week on an overnight shift.
Ooh, that's overnight.
A lot. Yeah. Ooh. When I get home from work in the morning, I take care of our two kids while he sleeps and then gets up and ready for work. I clean the house, make meals, and make sure everything runs smoothly at home while paying my half of all shared bills and my own personal ones.
Okay.
Sounds to me like this woman is living a effinist marriage.
That's right. She drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
She wants to be able to do it all, have it all, but you can do it all, but you'll do it all half as well.
Yeah.
So this woman, in my opinion, has taken on a huge workload here.
Yep.
And now she's suffering the consequences. And listen, I'm not, you know, excusing the man's behavior.
No. If he cheated on her twice and this is the woman who has bore his kids, that is reprehensible.
Yeah, listen, as an honorable man, when your wife is pregnant with your child, farming some strange sea is, it's dishonorable.
You're not supposed to plow other farmers' fields. And leave your fields at home untended.
I got you.
If you know what I mean.
But on the flip side, though, there's a lot of men out there stuck in sexless marriages.
True.
And my heart goes out to these guys that, they can't get their dick, licked from another.
Get the licky dicky.
Yeah, get the licky dicky.
Maybe get the sticky a couple times a week.
Yeah, at the special adult clinic. Or,
1-800-69-RIGS. Syphilis ridden bastard.
Or, at the happy ending shack or whatever.
The Thai massage parlor. It's a reputable establishment, Pop. Not that you would know or anything.
Nah, I never mess with that stuff.
Yeah, I'm just making sure.
A couple friends of mine that would partake in that from time to time, but I'm not doing that.
But let us continue.
Man, we went way off in the weeds.
Now
there.
That mental image is fresh in everyone's brains.
Wow.
Disgusting. Oh, man. I've been doing this for my whole pregnancy. I rarely sleep. I'm always awake and barely get time to rest. And the days that I do get to rest, we fight. I usually still take care of the kids on our shared days off because it's not fair that he can't do his hobbies on his day off. At this point, my only identity is mom. I don't even know what's fun anymore for me. I just know my duties.
Okay, hang on. There's two things here. What you just read there is basically a flare fired into the sky demanding sympathy.
Yes. She is building her case. Mm-hmm. And it's important to note, even though, this guy, what he's done, if this is true, it's reprehensible. But you notice I said, if this is true.
Yeah.
Because we're only getting one side of the story.
That's right. And listen, a lot of times, and men need to learn this out there, when you're speaking with a woman who's, been run through and had a bunch of breakups, maybe you should ask around and see if you can get the other side of the story for some of these breakups.
Yeah.
And that will help paint a picture of exactly what you're dealing with.
I'm starting to get the idea, though, because she's 23, pregnant with her third kid. It's likely these two were high school or at least early college sweethearts.
Oh, yeah.
Just judging from if I'm doing the math correctly. I mean, the first two could be twins for all I know, and they could be less than a year old. Mm-hmm. But when you do that math, you start to get the idea that maybe this is the the typical, what am I missing out on shit? And this is becoming more and more common in men because men are predominantly surrounded by female educators and single parents.
And they're thinking like men, like women.
Yeah.
See, the old style men, they did what they had to do, not what they want to do.
Yep.
Women have always been, I want to do what I want to do. And then, there is no what I have to do there because they're completely oblivious to consequences.
Let's continue.
Okay.
Because, but you get, you see where this is going here. Yeah. This is starting to read like effinist fan fiction, like something an effinist would write in order to point a finger and say, "See, see, marriage is oppressive to women. We, I'm gonna go work for the man instead and pay taxes to the same patriarchy I'm trying to smash."
That's exactly what they're doing, man. You want to talk about getting led around the long way to the into the meat house.
I mean, just think about how dumb you have to be to realize, okay, so it's oppression to give your labor and love and affection to a man who's going to go out into the real world and work himself
and
to
children.
Death for you and your kids.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, cut them out.
But it's stunning and brave, strong and independent to go and take on the burden of masculine performance, work 50 hours a week and pay half of that in taxes to, you know, Murphy, who works for Whitey, who works for the man. Like, come on. Give me a break.
Well, actually, you know, she's going to go bend over once a week to FICA. Take it up the when they take half your fucking check.
Yep. Who's FICA? Why is he getting all my money? Did it to yourself.
Absolutely.
Since it's been so long in this routine, me and my husband don't spend a lot of quality time together. When we try to watch a movie or do something, I end up passing out from exhaustion or do something, which in return upsets him. Well, I would be upset too if we were trying to do something.
If you're going to do Netflix and chill and all of a sudden there is no chill,
yeah,
people might get upset.
You need to front load the chill, especially if you're married. Just saying.
Once in a while, you just got to, you know, bend over.
Just put the remote on her back.
Bite the pillow.
The kids are awake. Bite the pillow. You know, we're not telling you how to live your life or anything. I'm just making recommendations. That's all we can do. But let's jump back in here.
What a horrible recommendation. Yeah, bite the pillow.
Yeah, bite the pillow. You put the remote on her back, it'll give you something to play with.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, shit. He told me before that he feels neglected by me, and unfortunately, I've been too tired to do anything about it. That's a very common... I mean, she's 35 weeks pregnant, I absolutely get it. When you get into that third trimester, women, their bodies basically are so uncomfortable, it's to prepare them for not sleeping for the first year of a kid's life. I understand that she's tired.
Yeah, I got it.
She also needs to understand that if you don't pet your dog once in a while, it might jump the fence and run over to someone else's porch to get pet.
Yeah, and like the women of today, they think it's totally okay to marry a dude, turn off the sex, and then just wait for him to step out of bounds and then crush him with the laws that we have.
Unfortunate, but very true.
That happens all the time.
Yep. Well, just because he's out, you know, earning money for the house and all this, I don't owe him anything. Okay. Yeah. See if you feel that way when you're 40.
Yep, 40 to 80.
Long time. Mm-hmm. A few months ago, in the middle of the night, his phone kept going off. The Snapchat notification sound when someone is typing and sending messages. I grabbed the phone to flip the mute switch and saw that it was a female Bitmoji, and at the time I thought nothing of it. He talks to a female cousin he grew up with, and I wasn't about to go crazy at 2:30 a.m. Sure, might not have been some wincest going on there?
Yeah.
They're saying, why would he... I mean, if
listen,
anyone in my family could message me at 2:30 a.m. It better be an emergency.
Well, typically...
Another time zone on the other side of the planet.
Yeah, typically, when your phone goes off after 10 o'clock, it's usually not a good thing.
And we all know nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
Most certainly not.
I mean, not that we would know or anything. We've only been around the block a few times.
Yep.
Over the months, this Bitmoji kept popping up. I couldn't see the username. Again, I kept shrugging it off. I was focused on trying to be a better partner and keep up with my other responsibilities.
God.
More stacking the
deck. Oh my God, this is disgusting how much they're piling the bullshit up.
I never even thought once that he was talking to other women because he sees how hard I work every day for our family. Flip the roles here and see which side gets sympathy still.
Yeah.
Because there are men who go out and work their asses off for women who want to keep up with the Joneses or Jamal, and because you were never there for me, they go off and jump on the nearest pogo stick.
They're getting throat yogurt delivered right to the warehouse. They turn into a bunch of gonad gaggers.
You bunch of barbecue spare ribs. Yeah. You know what? That's what we should start calling them from now on. We need to circumvent the YouTube algorithm, because if women were, taken from the rib of Adam, silence rib.
But, rib is actually an acronym for wretched, insufferable bitch.
And if they're single mamas, then they're baby back ribs.
Baby back, baby.
I want my baby, 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 baby.
I don't even like ribs that much. I mean, they're okay, but
you got to know how to cook them.
Yeah.
If you cook them too much, they get all dry and gross. If you don't cook them enough, then you feel like a Tyrannosaurus Rex trying to rip this shit off the bone. It just becomes a task, and it's
But listen, I mean, I'm not gonna push away spare ribs.
No.
But absolutely, I'm not one of those guys like, I need to release some ribs right now. It's not me.
No, best way to eat ribs is smoked and just falling off the bone. Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
This chick fell off the bone, and that's her problem.
Exactly.
Baby back ribs. Hilarious. One day, he was going through Snapchat stories in bed. And when I looked over, one of them was a girl in the gym wearing a crop top and shorts and hearts as the caption. I kept looking, and he didn't notice I was. Sure. Then I realized it wasn't a story that she had sent to him, the same girl, and that she had sent it to him, the same girl from before, and definitely not his cousin.
Okay.
Well, there's your smoking gun.
There you go. There you go.
Now, if he's openly looking at messages from this other person in bed next to his woman who is also on her phone,
he doesn't care.
That's one possibility. The other possibility is that this is made up.
Could be.
I mean, who's going to be like, oh, yeah, she sent me the titties. Yeah, take a look at that. Oh, hi, honey. Yeah, let me check out some more titties.
Well, we did do that thing, classic mistakes men make.
True enough, but that had to do with more like browser history stuff.
Men are stupid.
Any dudes out there ever got caught being this oblivious to other people in the room? You're just so unaware of your surroundings. You're just like, look at the titties.
Sorry.
I got to call my lawyer. If that's happened to you, let us know in the comments. Because if so, you're stupid.
Oh my God.
Just saying. And if this is true, this guy is stupid. He's stupid in numerous ways. Wow. I didn't say anything, just went back to looking at my phone. This is what couples do now. They're in bed, and they're just on each other's phones, ignoring each other. Okay, if you're in bed, and you're both awake enough to stare into the blue screen of death for however long, because that's totally going to help you wind down and go to sleep, right?
No.
Yeah. Can't you take some of that dexterity that you're applying to the phone, put the phone down, and just reach over and give him an awkward handy, for old time's sake?
Or give her the circular swishes.
Yes. You get a double click or mouse.
Yes.
I know you don't need one for a phone, but, touch screen. Yep.
You definitely got to do that to, get them to sleep.
Yes. It helps.
Yes.
She's pregnant, having trouble sleeping, double click her mouse a few times.
Boom. Done deal.
Boom. She'll at least get a few solid hours.
Yep. That's why it's called flicking the tic-tac.
20 minutes later, he said to me, just because you're pregnant doesn't mean you can't go to the gym. If you wanted to make time to maintain yourself, then you would.
So what she is saying here is she's physically let herself go.
Yeah.
All right. She's never home. Doesn't have sex with him. All right. And he finally decided to get some strange again.
Again.
Now.
Or maybe it's what they call an emotional affair if it's just on Snapchat.
Well, yeah. He's probably, listen, men really don't do that. Usually they're hitting it or they're trying to hit it like it really hard.
Oh, no. There are, I know some dudes. Well, I mean, I hear things. You don't think I hit things? You know. Uh-huh. And they do the Snapchat thing or the OnlyFans thing because they think it doesn't count. Well, I got news for you. In the eyes of women, they're going to figure out a way to make it count.
Oh, yeah.
Bottom line is this. If you flip the script in your own head and you imagine her doing the same thing, if it pisses you off, don't do it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it because, you know, golden rule.
Well, now, listen, your wife just had, you know, two of your kids, is pregnant with a third. I'm, you know, dipping out to get some strange slots. See, that's just a huge dick move.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, at 35 weeks pregnant, if she's still pulling full-time hours, that woman has got to be miserable.
I know.
Ugh. Typically, I mean, like the nose is spreading at this point. I mean, the legs are swelling. You know, they're retaining water like it's going out of style. I mean, yeah, it might not be the most pleasant thing to look at from an objective standpoint, but if that's the woman bearing your child, it's one of the most beautiful things you've ever seen. And you need to act accordingly.
Well,
give it a little bit of understanding. That's all I'm saying.
All right. I mean, I agree with you on the understanding part.
Yeah.
The rest of it, you know. You're just going to have to hope they can unpull the pin on the I'm pregnant and got fat grenade.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's like I'm saying, from an objective standpoint, I understand it completely. This dude is married.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he tied one on with a woman. He took the vows.
I gotcha. Yeah.
You know.
No, I'm there. But, you know.
Handle like, your shit, like as you always say.
Yeah. If you're going to do some shit, look for some slot C and just divorce her.
Yeah.
I mean, do the right thing.
Ugh. Or hop on the good foot and do the bad thing, and then you wouldn't have this problem in the first place.
Yep.
Just saying. Ugh. I just looked at him and said, yeah, you're right. I'll look into it. At this point, I knew he was doing something, but what can I do? I'm stretched thin as it is. More of that sympathy play going on. And I'm sorry, this whole, you know, just because you're pregnant doesn't mean you can't go to the gym. If you wanted to make time to maintain yourself, then you would. If she's 35 weeks pregnant, just as a dude who has kids, would you have ever said this to your wife and not expected a punch in the mouth?
Well, to be honest, when my now ex-wife was pregnant, she did do PT.
Okay.
So it's not applicable.
Yeah.
I mean, she got up and walked every day.
Oh, yeah. I think that makes sense for him.
Yeah.
Because just having seen it myself firsthand, it wreaks havoc on your body. The more that you can do to maintain normalcy, the easier it is to get back to it later.
Yep.
It just, that phrasing, though, it sounds like effinist fan fiction.
Well, okay, hang on. I used to have, when I was going through Ranger School and RIP, we had one of the instructors there, his last name Spizo, and he was a wretched motherfucker. I mean, what an asshole.
Wretched motherfucker.
But then one day, his wife and two kids showed up to drop him off something for lunch or something, and she was a land yacht. Oh, my God, she was a dripping, slathering mess of unconstituted ugliness. And then my level of hatred for the man went from like an 11 to like a 7.
Yeah,
because his life
there's
just no way that woman would be able to unuglify herself. I mean, it was impossible. I don't care how much you want to run. I don't care how much you want to diet. Once you hit all the rungs on the ugly tree and you want to try to de-uglify, it's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
He was stuck with that.
Ugh.
Because he had married it.
It's horrible.
Oh.
And that's another thing that you're bringing up here. Mm-hmm. She's had two kids. Mm-hmm. She's on her third.
Yep.
And because this is an anonymous site, we have no idea what this woman looks like. We have no idea how much she has chosen to let herself go. She's on the younger side. She's 23. So her, theoretically, unless she's knocking these kids out all back to back to back, which it seems like she is, she should be able to snap back definitely better than a woman who's 33.
Oh, hell
trying
yeah.
to have a third kid.
A 23-year-old kid? Yeah. A 23-year-old woman having a child will bounce back within months.
Yeah.
33?
As long as you try. As long as they try.
A lot of them use the excuse, oh, it's this baby.
Oh, it's a baby. God. Yeah,
we did a whole video on this.
Your kid's 18.
A reasonable man is going to give you one fucking year. You got 1 year to lose the weight after you dump a kid. If you don't, at 366 days, the dude is well within his rights to go, hey, what about this other gut you have here?
Oh, your, shit. Your other gut?
Yeah.
You have more than one now.
I'm sorry, my phone went off.
The gunt.
Ugh. Yep.
The globulous under navel taint.
Ah. Gunt.
Just coming up with new definitions every day.
A gut upper nuptial taint.
Fast forward to today, his phone kept going off. I look at it, it's the same girl. At this point, I'm so tired of being pregnant, working, taking care of the kids, and him being upset with me that I hand him his phone and say, hey, it keeps going off. I don't know who it is, but it seems urgent. Can you please answer it? I sat right next to him and just waited. He gave me this look and realized that I knew. He opened the messages, and it was a bunch of voice messages from this woman. It was very obvious that they've been talking for a while and are more than friends. He looked at me and said, I know you hate me. Are you mad at me? I said, no, it's fine. He then put his phone down and said, well, you should be, and walked into the bedroom and closed the door. I couldn't bring myself to fight with him, not this far along and not in front of my kids. The problem is, I don't know what to do. I feel like I deserve it. You don't. Because I haven't met his needs, so what other choice did he have? I guess I'm lost and I need advice.
Well, in my professional opinion, this dude is never going to stop doing what he's doing. Have the kid, take steps to get the hell out of there if that's what you want to do.
Yep.
And do it.
Yeah. Don't punish him as a father for what he did as a husband.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, the whole once a cheater, always a cheater vantage is true.
Pretty much true.
99 times out of 100. Some people can change their stripes, others can't. And I'm sorry, I am not one of those dudes who is in agreement with the pickup artists who think that when men cheat, it's totally different and it's okay because they're high-value men. No, fuck that.
Yeah.
Okay? You take the vows, you keep them.
That's
because
right.
That's what men do. We keep our word.
It's part of having dignity, honor, and self-respect.
Yeah. Now, if this is 1,000% true, she's got my sympathy. But there's a lot here that really makes me go,
I know. I mean,
it's interesting.
The middle of this entire story is just an effort to pile bullshit.
She's sympathy stacking. Just like, I do this, I do that, I do. She doesn't talk about what he does for work.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't talk about what he does around the house. She's portraying this as if he's just there. And providing sperm while she goes off, you know, doing her job as a nurse's aide. Well, nurse's aides don't make a lot of money.
No, they do not.
She's not a registered nurse. She's a nurse's aide.
Yep. So, they make about 20, 22 bucks an hour.
Yeah. So, it's not bad. Well, at least it wouldn't have been bad before Bidenflation.
Yeah. Good luck with that now. Unbelievable.
Oh, I deserve a living wage for flipping burgers. But yeah, I mean, one of the reasons we have to cover stories like this is because we hold men accountable too.
Yeah. Listen, ridiculous applies to anything that's wrong and ridiculous.
Yeah.
And we'll fucking hammer you if it's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But we did mention that this woman working as many hours as she has and then coming home and not, you know, giving him physical attention, she has transitioned into a masculine role.
Yes.
That brings its own problems, and I think that's perfectly encapsulated in a second Reddit post here in R2X chromosomes. I wish I was making this up. This person's username is I bust when cops die. Gee, I wonder who they voted for. I can't imagine working an 8-hour shift and then coming home to a grown man waiting for me to cook him something. Swap the genders, because there's only two, and you'll know what men have been dealing with for decades. Actually, centuries.
Yeah, you know how, it's gotten really, really bad since the 1960s.
Amen to that. But, you know, just switch it around. I can't imagine working an 8-hour shift, sometimes 10-hour shift, and then coming home to a grown adult who's whining at me, hasn't done anything around the house all day, and hasn't prepared dinner while not working. And then calls it oppression.
Yeah.
You stepped into this role, ladies. You get all the rights and privileges and backhands.
And listen, I have...
therein.
It's in my opinion that this is a leading factor of why we have so many women with mental disorders.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well...
they're doing the wrong thing.
Well, nature created us... our creator created us to fill specific roles and to complement each other.
Correct.
We've used the euphemism of the barbecue.
Yep.
If I am preparing the main course at a barbecue, I'm cooking the barbecue spare ribs, what have you. I need some potato salad, maybe some fruit salad. Bring some chips. Exactly.
Beer. Key lime pie.
Yeah, if you show up, if you show up with a cooked chicken, what are you doing? I don't need that.
Yeah,
the protein's taken care of, and if you want to work hard for some extra protein, you got to earn it. Just saying.
And you would be totally correct.
Yeah. So now your barbecue is protein heavy, but everybody's going to get burnt out on it because there's no chips, there's no salad, there's no booze. So somebody didn't bring beer.
Yes, that's actually fairly accurate, but we're having women show up with the main course and then get mad because there are no, and there's nothing to go along with it.
Yeah.
So, like, the man's working, he's doing the ribs, she decides to work, she's doing chicken. Oh, it's a bunch of shit that's not... It's no longer in the equation.
The meal is incomplete.
That's right. It's going to cause an imbalance.
Yep.
Sorry. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, ladies. If we wanted to date dudes, we'd be gay.
And we're not.
And if there's, one thing that I've noticed about these career women, they do not fill the 5 Fs. Fit, feminine, friendly, fertile, faithful.
Especially faithful. Woo. That's a rare thing today. It's almost as rare as common sense.
It's a superpower. Any final thoughts?
Well, gentlemen, the Western world is full of women just like this. We do this show to open your eyes and to keep you from getting ambushed.
When you want to be getting slam-bushed.
Yeah, there's a big difference between the am-bush
and the slam-bush.
Yeah.
One is more fun. The other, it's wind up living out of your bleeding. Car.
You just, calling out for God.
Yeah, or dollar menu at McDonald's in the backseat.
Shit happens.
Well, only if you go wrong hole it.
Yeah.
Hey, but some of you guys are into that.
To each his own. That's a little disgusting in my opinion. It's not for me, but hey, it is what it is.
Especially if you're a bottom. Ugh. Happy National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. See you next time.